Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Southeast Michigan is preparing to get hit with up to 8 inches of snow in some areas, and that means local road crews are gearing up for what could be a very busy weekend trying to get streets and roadways cleared. Craig Bryson, spokesperson for the Road Commission for Oakland County, is asking drivers to slow down and take their time to get to their destination. He's also asking people to give snowplow drivers plenty of room to do their job.
Please give the snowplows the room they need to do their job. You know, those are very large pieces of equipment. They take a lot of room to turn. They don't stop as quickly as a car does. So please, you know, back off, give them space. Don't follow right behind them. Don't cut them off and let them do what they need to do. You know, don't crowd the plow.
Bryson says depending on the amount of snow, some road crews could be working 16-hour shifts in order to keep that snow cleared. And ahead of the snowstorm, make sure your pets have what they need. Greg Erdley runs Chaps Feed Store in Livonia, which sells bales of straw for bedding.
A lot of people are already prepared. Straw or bedding for outdoor animals is pretty much what a lot of people will do ahead of time, hopefully, rather than wait till the last minute.
Ward says they get a lot of animal rescue groups that take straw to animals to keep them out of the cold. And if you need a taste of summer, head down to the Detroit Boat Show this weekend at the former Cobo Center. And that is where we find WWJ News Radio 950's Mike Campbell.
Normally this time of year, TCF, the former Cobo Center, would be filled with automobiles, the auto show usually in January. This year, it is the boat show, moved up from February to this weekend and next and all throughout the week. And if you attend, Jeremy Pricklick, the service manager at Anderson Boat Sales, says don't be surprised when you see all the pontoon boats.
Pontoons are definitely taking over the market, yes. You can do so much from enjoying a little 16-foot fishing pontoon to getting a 25-plus foot pontoon that can go 60-plus miles an hour.
Boats from paddle boards to 46 feet here at TCF for the next week and two weekends. Reporting in Detroit, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is going to investigate 127 complaints of sudden acceleration in Tesla vehicles. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert says this investigation covers 500,000 electric vehicles.
Those complaints include 110 crashes and 52 injuries. Navigant Research Analyst Sam Abulsamid says Tesla deserves the benefit of the doubt because sudden acceleration has often turned out to be operator error. But still, Tesla's software needs to be looked at.
It's possible because of the software-driven nature of Teslas that, you know, this may be the first case where that's actually true.
The government's also investigating several crashes that have been linked to Tesla's autopilot, and a separate review was launched last fall involving battery fires in certain Tesla vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A Waterford man facing serious jail time for driving 130 miles an hour in a Tesla and threatening to kill a cop's entire family. Troy police say Jordan Zaliga was arrested while zooming on I-75 near Adams Road over a week ago, and that is when he allegedly threatened to kill an officer and the officer's kids. The 28-year-old slapped with a long list of charges, including reckless driving, intimidation, and threatening to burn a police facility. The search is on for a suspect in a shooting. It happened on Detroit's west side that has left a man fighting to survive. Here's WWJ News Radio 950's Charlie Langton.
Detroit police are searching for a 47-year-old man who allegedly shot a 32-year-old victim on Tracy Street near Puritan and Schaefer. The shooting occurred around 2:30 this morning. King is the brother of the victim, who says that he and the victim were walking away on Tracy Street when the suspect fired shots. Why?
People drinking. It was an argument. My brother walked away, leaving his house.
Yeah, now the three knew each other. The suspect escaped in a 2003 Buick Rendezvous. The victim is shot and is in critical condition. Reporting from Detroit's West Side, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.